Welcome to Speed Learning English, your podcast for smarter and more professional English. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Sven.
When have you been invited last? No, this doesn't sound smart to me. How would you ask this question? When have you been invited for the last time, or the latest, or the newest invitation? How would you ask that question?
I think your first phrasing was perfectly fine. Again, listeners, if you come across this problem where you are kind of not confident how to express yourself in a certain way because you think the other part that you're having the conversation with is will not be able to understand what you exactly mean, you have to understand that the human brain is quite fantastic in that sense. The human brain just needs certain information to understand what you really want to say and express. So don't be afraid, don't be shy, just express yourself in a certain way, or in a way that you yourself feel confident that the other person will understand. So the short answer to your question is, the way you phrased it the first time was perfectly fine.
So can you repeat it, please?
So now you have spotted a blind spot. I would just say, when was the last time, or to what function were you the last time? So something like that.
Okay, so when was the last time you were invited, Richard?
Yes. You don't need to switch the times here. A very simple phrase is sufficient.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. By the way, you made one of those, let's say, English phrases that a lot of Germans do, like informations instead of information. So let's keep in mind that we make a podcast episode on these uncountable words that are not used in the plural. In German, we have Informationen, we have plural, but in English, we don't. So let's keep in mind to have a podcast episode recorded on that topic. Okay?
Yes.
Fine. So let's imagine that you're invited. And let's draw a beautiful picture. The invitation is for a dinner party. It's a garden barbecue party. And you're working for a company that is situated in an English-speaking country.
Uh-huh.
You have to travel abroad. Maybe you're in the United States or in Canada or Australia. And the company director, the boss, the CEO invites you for a barbecue party at night. Now, the first thing that comes to your mind is,
I feel very honored to be invited to my boss's party or function, because I've never been invited before. So this would be the first experience in that sense for me.
And this shows that you're a man, because the woman's first thought might be, oh my God, what am I going to wear?
Yeah.
So let's start from these two points. So let's start with the female aspect. Mm-hmm. What am I going to wear? Do I ask for a dress code? Do I dress myself the way I feel comfortable? Do I dress myself the way I would dress myself on a dinner barbecue party in my country? What is your recommendation?
Well, obviously you can wear office attire in that sense. It should be you should adapt to that function. Obviously, if you are going to the office, you will wear your office attire. But in that, if you are going to a party, in that sense, I would say that's a party. You will adapt your fashion and your outfit to that function. Obviously, you have to look out for, if it's summer or winter time, then you have to look out for specific cultural differences. For example, what is acceptable in your country is not necessarily acceptable in another country. That's something you have to look out for. And then I believe that everyone has been to a party and has seen party outfits in that sense. And yes. Whether it's too short or too long, that's a topic for another day. And I don't know if two males are in a position to be talking about fashion senses of females.
That's right. one thing that I can recommend is if you're not sure how to react, because there's one question is what to wear, and the next what to bring as a present or as a gesture of gratefulness. And normally when you're in another country, you are staying in a hotel. And if you are invited for a dinner party or for the barbecue party of the CEO, you're probably not staying in a cheap B&B. So you're staying in a nice hotel. Go to the receptionist and say, look, sir, I need your help. Or look, madam, I need your help. I'm invited tonight either just for a dinner in a private situation, for a business dinner, for a barbecue party, for going to the opera, whatever. What am I supposed to wear? What am I supposed to bring with me as a present for the guests, for the host, not for the guests, for the host? And do I have to be in time? Do I have to be there a little bit earlier? Do they expect me to be a little bit late, depending on the culture? And these receptionists are very good advisor to answer questions like that. Especially if you are in a country where you have the impression that the culture is completely different. I mean, in Italy, for example, people believe that Germans have no sense of fashion. They say if you invite a German or if you meet a German, they don't have any sense for fashion. So they accept nearly everything. But in other countries, there might be a certain dress code. So, yeah, receptionists are a good choice. Or maybe if you have a good connection to the secretary of the CEO, you can even ask there, for example, what would be a good present to bring for him, for her, for the partner, etc.
Yeah, if I can interrupt you there, I think a good and universal rule is to always take something with you that your country or your region is famous for. So, for example, if you are in Switzerland or you're Swiss, you will take Swiss chocolate with you. And you can go down the list and find examples. And if you're from Germany, you can also and you're in the wine regions, you can take a German wine with you. You have to, and people overthink this oftentimes. Just take something. One reason they overthink it because they do not understand that they oftentimes are in the same socioeconomic class. So whether you are in a very different country than your original country, your boss has traveled, has seen several universities, and is more or less cosmopolitan. So your boss will understand your cultural background and will be honored, if I may use this word, to receive this gift, because it's the person will think you, oh wow, he thought to bring a gift for me, and he's so proud, or she's so proud of his or her country that he's trying to bring a part of his or her identity to me and to try to introduce his or herself to me. So in that sense, take a gift that is specific to your country and is that is popular in your country.
When when we go to foreign countries, for example, we went to Greece, Italy, Portugal, and we stay with in those Airbnb houses. You know, you always meet the host, and we always bring presents with us. And of course, we have this typical wine, we have this German chocolate, we have some, let's say, sausages to bring. But we also always have a small bunch of flowers that we buy locally. And we have a small picture book showing the beauty of our area. Because I came across people who say, well, that's a very good wine, but we don't drink any alcohol. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a beautiful sausage, but we are vegetarians. And there are more and more people, even in positions of CEO or higher, that do not drink any alcohol anymore. They don't eat meat because they know how this food affects their brain and their body. And they're just in such a high performance that they can't risk to lose any brain cells, so to say.
So, yes, that's true. That's true.
When we have high class performers in our language courses, I hardly find one who drinks alcohol. That's really impressive. So the higher the position, the less alcohol, and the more they take care of their nutrition. And that's why we have this typical, I mean, here we live in a wine region. It's forbidden to travel abroad without wine here in this area. You have to export some wine to a host, but still there are a lot of people who don't drink alcohol anymore for good reasons, and they don't eat meat or hardly any meat, and if they eat meat, they want to know where it comes from. And this is also for good reasons. So a bunch of flowers for the lady, and maybe a picture book showing the beauty of the country or the region where you're from, could be a good combination.
I think that's true. Now I have to ask, so the picture is perfectly fine, but what is when the recipient is allergic to this type of flowers?
Well, in this case, bad luck. My mother always wanted to have a bunch of flowers from the field and from the meadows for Mother's Day, and my sister is highly allergic against this. Oh. So this bunch of flowers was in our house. My mother was delighted, and my sister was suffering.
Yeah, and sneezing.
Me being the big brother, depending on how my sister behaved 2 weeks before Mother's Day, I decided whether to take one of those bunches of flowers or maybe get some chocolate or whatever for my mother. Yeah. Well, as to make a long story short, we can't really now I'm looking for a phrase, berücksichtigen. How would you translate berücksichtigen? Man kann nicht alle Komponenten berücksichtigen.
You can't consider all components.
Yeah, you can't consider all components. Thank you. So if you have the chance, taking the CEO to invite you to talk to the secretary, ask how can I don't know, what would be a good present? How can I impress or make this person happy? Does he drink wine? Does his wife like chocolate, flowers, etc.? And yes, and if not, I mean, the gesture is important. And in this case, just take it easy and choose what everybody would choose, something to drink for the man and something to look at for the woman.
Yes, indeed. Bring something for the wife or the husband of the CEO. In this case, most CEOs are men, so always think of the wife. That's a good point.
Okay, now let's think of our wives as well. We'll finish this episode for today. And next episode, I want to talk to you about how to be German. I came across a very nice book written by Adam Fletcher, How to be German in 50 Easy Steps. And I would like to discuss some points of that with you.
Thank you, Sven.
Take care and talk next week.
See you next week. Thank you.